Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
Joshua 1 and verse 6. Be of good courage, for you will possess the land that God has got for you. That was a promise that God made to Joshua. You know, and Joshua is the type of Jesus from the Old Testament, the New Testament, and that's that possessing spirit. And I believe that God, you know, has put possession upon our life, that we are to be courageous and possess the promises that God has made to each one of us, which are in the Bible and which are individual to each one of us. I want to take on a little bit of a different angle, because we see courage displayed in the battlefields or on the field or in public. And that is cool, where there's determination and persistence and overcoming the fear. But I want to encourage you today to develop courage in the unseen. In the areas that are not public, we see David and Goliath. And we know the story that David takes supplies down to his brothers. And while he was there, he heard this giant yelling out, "Give me someone to fight." But everybody else was full of fear. Hiding in caves under rocks, just never had the courage to step up. But when David heard it, he said, "Who is that? Who is that person that would defile the armies of the living God?" David said, "I'll fight him." His brother said, "Who do you think you are?" They were full of fear, but he was full of courage. Are you hearing me today? It's what are you going to let live in your life? You're going to let fear or let courage? What's the tipping point? And if you're today full of fear, I just want to encourage you, keep building the courage within your life so there is a tipping point. How do you build your courage? In the private place. Where was David before he killed Goliath? He was in the presence of God, being anointed by the Spirit of God. I want to encourage you, get into the presence of God in your home, in your car. Listen to worship music. Get your spirit elated. Get your spirit built up so you can know the anointing of God upon your life. What's he doing? Looking after a few miserly sheep. Seems like it's insignificant. And some of the responsibilities we carry in life, we just think they're insignificant. From our home duties to doing the lawn and doing the dishes and all those kinds of things, the little kind of things that no one sees. But if you can gain courage and persistence in those, it builds up your ability and your persistence and your determination for the bigger things in life. Then a lion, a bear one day came to attack what David's responsibility was. And he rose up against that lion and killed it. No one saw it. It was a personal thing between him and the lion. The lion knows who won. Then a bear came. He overcame the bear. So he won all those battles privately. But when it came to Goliath, I said, "Who do you think you are?" He said, "I've killed a lion. I've killed a bear. I can handle that sucker." Are you hearing me? Build your inner victories. Build your private victories. Then they'll be seen as public in Jesus' name. And your courage will be on display. And people say, "Wow, where did that come from?" It didn't come from that. It came from that. And I believe that each one of us are capable of having feats of courage within our life. But I want to encourage you. It's not just courage, you know, under fire, where people rise up and do courageous things in a moment. It's a lifestyle of courage, of persistence and determination. And breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen. So courage is seen in your everyday life. Getting up, getting going. Joshua 1 and verse 7. It says, "Only be strong and very courageous that you may do all my commandments." It takes courage to agree with what God is saying to you. Oral's up here this morning and you're speaking about giving. We have two responses, fear or courage. The best way to handle fear is to feel the fear, but do what you need to do. Are you hearing me today? Don't deny it, feel it, but you say, that's not going to control me in Jesus' name, because God has not given to me spirit of fear, but of power, love, sound mind. Don't try and attack other people's fears. Just work on the fears that attack you. You might say, oh man, I can never speak in public. Well, you probably never have to. Stop worrying about it. It's not a fear you need to worry about. 86% of your fears will never be realized. They're just things that the enemy uses. Oh, I'm scared of snakes. Hey, living in Liverpool, you probably never see one. Are you hearing me today? Oh, I'm scared I'm going to be sick. Well, keep believing for it. Don't let fear set the boundaries of your life. Oh, I'm scared this is going to happen. It may happen, but it may not. You're going to live your life in maybes, or you're going to live your life by faith in Jesus' name. There is a certain fear that will keep you from danger. Fear of the Lord is a good thing. But I'm not talking about a fear that restricts. I'm talking about a fear that will protect. If I'm in a car with a maniac, fear comes on me. Let me out, I'll walk. It's a healthy fear. That's why I never drive with my wife. You might say, you're very bold today. My wife's got the flu, so she's not here today. So, but she could be watching live, couldn't she? Oh, I never thought of that. Hello, Carol. Love you. Put the barbecue on. I don't mind. I got 5,000 places I can go. I'm looking around for the most healthiest person. Well, I'm going to your place, you know. Don't give me any of that lettuce leaf stuff. I want steak, you know. You know what that means? Shut up. Courage to go on? There's no 6 p.m. Let's go for it. Okay. You know what? Courage. Before it becomes an action, there's usually an excuse. When God spoke to Moses, I want to use you to be deliverer in Israel. What did Moses say? I am not eloquent. And there'll always be an excuse. And God, if you've got a willingness, God does not mind in working with you. Are you hearing me? It's where there's resistance and you don't want, where it just makes it hard for you to enter into a place of valor and strength within your life. We see Saul, King Saul, he says, I am the least in my father's house. But he wanted to, so God was able to work on his excuses. Gideon, in fear for his life and his family, hiding in a cave, God said, you mighty man of valor, you mighty man of courage.
Gideon, that me?
God is with you. And he said, if God is with me, why? And I want to encourage you today, if you belong to Jesus Christ, there is inherent courage within your life. It's okay to ask the question, but be willing to be convinced. Gideon got to a place where he's convinced, and he rose up to be a mighty deliverer. Your face may not be something that the whole world sees, but you've got to live and run your race. You've got to live in your world with your family and your work and your associates, and you just kind of think, man, I'm not going to make excuses. I'm going to rise up. Amos said, I'm just a farmer. We may be just something. You may be just a doctor. You may be just an accountant. You may be just a mechanic or a fitter or a driver or a secretary or an accountant. You're not just anything. You are. And you marry that to the call of God. So whatever your job is, you're full-time doing it for God. It takes courage. Are you hearing me today? It takes courage. Ah, but John, I'm too tired. I'm too tired. Oh, John, I'm too busy. I'm too busy. I'm too busy. Oh, I'm too married. I'm too married, you know. I'm too sick. Oh, I'm sick. If you only knew how sick I was. Or I'm too single. If I was only married, I'd be okay. Isn't it married? You talk to single people. If I was married, you talk to married people. If only I was single. No, and what I'm saying is you can all make excuses. Or I'm too young, I'm too old, I got too many kids. Then one day you wake up and you're too dead. Courage comes to you today. Courage comes to you today. Courage comes to you today. Come on, courage comes. And come on, will you pick it up? Oh, I might fail. You probably will, but you're going to learn from it and get more courage. Man, when I first started doing this, I'd go home and I was depressed for a whole week. But you keep learning from your mistakes. And if God's called you to do it, you get a mentor and you keep moving forward in life so that you can be an accomplisher of God's plan and purpose for your life. If you're married here today and you're a wife, you've got courage. If you're a mother here today, you've got courage. You really have. I honor wives. I honor mothers. I'm in the grandkid stage of my life, and when the grandkids come around, I just say, just the grace that the mothers have. And even as a father, God gives us grace. And as a husband, He gives us grace. He gives us courage. I thought that when I got married, after a while, we'd have children and they'd be lovely. And, you know, and then they'd grow up and get married and then they'd leave home. And Carol and myself be free to get on with our lives. And just like we were single again. But they're married. Keep coming home. And bring more with them. It's all good. It takes courage. It takes courage for you to get up every day and do what you need to do. Come on. It takes courage, I know. Some of you, it takes more courage because there's battles going on in your life. They may be depressed. You just may feel like your energy's gone and that kind of stuff. And it takes courage. And you may be doing well in life, but I want to tell you, it takes courage to keep on doing well and getting better. Your life full of courage. Inspire church full of courageous people that are determined and persistent, that we're not going to let fear dominate our life. Even if we fall down, we're going to rise up again because God's holding our hand. And even if someone trips us up or we trip up over ourselves, man, we got to dust ourselves up. Get up. Hey, stop moaning about what you've lost and start to look at what you've got. Talking about I lost this, I lost that. Forget about it, it's gone. Look at what you got left. Move forward in Jesus' name. Oh, I lost this, I lost that. That may be true. You can't do anything about it. What do you got left? Let's move forward in courage in Jesus' name. What I'm saying today, I'm saying this. You are courageous already. Just stir it up within your life and add to it. Hey, my friend, you are courageous. Power and the strength of God is in your life. And He wants you to rise up strong in His strength. And be a strength to others as you are strengthened in God. How old are you? 29. My 29th year was the worst year in my life. But yours is going to be your best. In Jesus' name. Amen. Joshua 1 and verse 9. Let's stand together, can we? As we declare this. Have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? You know, God commands us to fear not. And then He says, I command you to be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Some of you need to have this as a memory verse. Take a photo of it. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be dismayed. You know, dismayed means discouraged. That means disconnected from courage. And God says, I want you to be of good courage. Don't be disconnected from courage. Nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God. Listen. For the Lord your God is with you. Come on. Couple in marriage may be struggling. The Lord your God is with you. Stop fighting each other. Start fighting together. For your children, don't be discouraged. It's so easy to be. Look to God. Lay hold of God. For your walk with God, for your finance, for your own personal victories, know what God said to you. Start to do it.
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.